Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Friday, March 15th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Anchor. Leading off today, Apple last year introduced a new generation of the MacBook Pro with the M3 chip, and it just brought that same processor to the MacBook Air. Even so, it now seems like Apple has started work on the next generation MacBook Pro equipped with the yet-to-be-announced M4. The news comes from Bloomberg's Mark Gurman, who says that Apple just began formal development of this new MacBook Pro powered by the M4. The M4 will likely be based on the A18 processor, the chip that will debut in this year's iPhone 16 lineup. The A18 and the M4 are expected to feature more neural engine cores to handle more advanced artificial intelligence tasks, which should be jam-packed in iOS 18 and macOS 15. For comparison, the neural engine of the A17 chip is capable of producing up to 35 trillion operations per second. But even as we wait on this M4-powered MacBook Pro, which could come sometime later this year, there are still three machines that were still waiting on being updated to the M3, including the Mac Mini, Mac Studio, and Mac Pro. The most likely outcome is that those three machines get updated at WWDC in June, but as of right now, nothing has actually been confirmed. In other news today, Apple has acquired Darwin AI, an artificial intelligence startup focused on making AI systems smaller and faster, according to a new story from Bloomberg. Apple has added dozens of Darwin AI employees to its own AI teams following the acquisition, which closed earlier this year. With Darwin AI's focus on making artificial intelligence systems smaller and faster, the technology will help Apple run its AI features locally on devices instead of entirely in the cloud. The company has also developed AI technology for visually inspecting components during manufacturing and serves customers across a wide range of industries. Alexander Wong, an AI researcher at the University of Waterloo in Canada, who helped build the company, has also joined Apple as a director in its AI team as part of this deal. Apple is expected to announce a host of new AI features for iOS 18 at WWDC in June. This will include an upgraded version of Siri and new AI features in Messages, iWork, Apple Music, and more. This is one of many different small artificial intelligence-based acquisitions that Apple has made over the years, and Apple CEO Tim Cook has teased on multiple occasions that Apple has AI announcements planned for later this year, including promising that Apple will break new ground in generative AI this year. We are sponsored this week by the Anchor Cube 3-in-1 MagSafe Charger. With a clever foldable design, this charger can fast charge your iPhone, Apple Watch, and AirPods, all using a single USB-C cable. It's also perfect for the new standby mode feature in iOS 17 for letting you see information such as widgets, the calendar, and the date at a glance. The foldable ultra compact charger also easily fits in your pocket or your backpack so you can bring it anywhere, making it always travel ready. Hit the link in the show notes below to check out the Anchor 3-in-1 Cube with MagSafe and upgrade your iPhone, Apple Watch, and AirPods chargers. My thanks to Anchor for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. Running out today, a new UK report describes how Vision Pro was used in surgery, with the spatial computer being described as a game changer. The headset was used to eliminate human error by ensuring the correct process and instruments were used throughout the operation. The story explains that a team at Cromwell Hospital in London used Vision Pro to operate on the spine of a patient as they navigated the surgery in augmented reality. The story says, quote, "Only one member of the team, a scrub nurse, wore the goggles as she helped prepare, keep track of the process, and choose the right tools. The device allowed them to see the real world with virtual screens highlighting important information," end quote. The team who performed the surgery said that the technology helps eliminate human error and eliminate any guesswork. The team said the technology has the potential to be a game changer in this industry. Meanwhile, Apple itself also published a press release this week explaining how Vision Pro can help surgeons plan and visualize operations carried out with a surgical robot. Apple says, quote, "With the unique capabilities of Vision OS, healthcare developers are creating new apps that were not previously possible, transforming areas such as clinical education, surgical planning, training, medical imaging, behavioral health, and more. End quote. Apple's full press release includes a few interesting stories about these apps and Vision Pro being used in the real world. You can find it in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode and another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, be sure to check out 9to5mac.com/join to find an ad-free version of the show and bonus content every month. And if you like the show, please be sure to subscribe and leave us a rating and review in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Overcast, or wherever you're listening every day. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back on Monday for a new week of Apple News.